These are just a few of the predictable behaviors that we've observed in clinics suffering from either losing too many of the good people or being unable to rid themselves of the weak. So let's look deeper at some of the proven causes of quality loss, that is, the loss of high-quality staff. Now, I know you think that I'm going to reel off a list of things like poor starting pay and long hours. And yes, I'm going to get to those before we're done. But first, I have to introduce something to this discussion that's been a virtual breakthrough in the areas of patient consumerism and marketing. I'm talking about the concept of market share. Those of you who have attended one of our seminars recently have heard us talk about this concept. We've said that there really are no bad ideas in practice management. It's just that there's too small a market share for them. For example, you might charge 5 times the average or reasonable and customary price for a particular service. Most people think that would be a bad idea. Actually, it's not. It's just that there may only be 3 or 4 people in the entire city that would be willing to gladly pay such a price for treatment. You see, there's no bad ideas, just small market share that can abide them. If you watch as a doctor ends up hopelessly confused about their pricing model, it's because a few wealthy, heavily insured patients gladly forked over the cash for overpriced services. This leaves the doctor feeling confused, thinking there should be or could be many other people out there, just has to figure out a way to reach them. Because a few people pay money, they mistakenly assume that there's an endless supply of this class of patient. This could be said of convenience, case presentation, or any of the other referral essence components. The same market share model helps explain some of the great staff management mysteries of our time. I've seen doctors hire a staff person who was truly gifted and willing to work hard for what could only be considered low wages. The doctor then mistakenly concludes that all he or she has to do is go out and find more of these low-priced, hard-working, extremely talented people to fill the remaining positions in the practice. This is how a doctor gets fooled in the area of necessary staff compensation or unpopular work schedules. He or she thinks that because one person on the team is willing to work till 8:30 in the evening, that there will be an unlimited supply of other staff willing to do the same. As he will no doubt soon learn, he probably hired the one person who hates to go home at night so badly that she welcomes late hours, low pay, and negative working conditions. I think you're starting to see the misleading nature of the market share concept. Because someone will buy something doesn't mean that there's more where they came from. Yes, I'm going to go through the big staff killers in a moment. But now you know that because of the market share concept, there's more to this than meets the eye. There are so many staff turnovers from what I call natural causes, such as one-way pregnancies or spouse relocations, divorce, etc. When you consider how many unavoidable ways there are to lose great workers, you want to do everything possible to eliminate the avoidable ones. That's what we're going to go through now. There's 7 reasons why we lose the wrong people. Remember, it's losing the wrong people that keeps us holding on to the ones that we should replace.